Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, so this is kind of your baby. And I've given my take on the Tigers. I've told you, I know what this is. I get it. I'm not down on them. I'm fine. But I want them to lose. Like, it's not mean. It's not me being snarky. I'm not even trying to be a dicky, if you will. My point is, you know, a prickly. It doesn't serve any purpose for them to win. So I don't find any of this fun or interesting. Because no matter what, I'm selling at the deadline. Now, you did a topic on Saturday night. I'll throw the number out, 248-539-9797. People are into this, which is stunning to me, but it's really not, because I don't think people have a concept of what reality is.
Yeah, and here's the thing, too. I'm just going to say this, because I see it on the ticket text, I see it on Twitter. There's plenty of people who...
Is Bogey golfing?
Yeah, he's putting out there into like a cup or something.
I just looked out through the glass. You know, this is what happens when you have a host doing updates. He is putting in our office. Sorry, carry on.
He's got a glass out there he's just putting golf balls into.
I'll handle that during the break.
Yeah, that's like a complete act of defiance.
Well, that's okay, because neither of his bosses are here.
Right, would he be doing it otherwise?
Yeah, probably. He's at that stage. He's been fully ticketed. Bogey's one step from, like, well, forget it. He's one step from me. Go ahead.
No, but there's plenty of people who text in and I see it, tweet in and say, you know, I wish you guys would talk Tigers more and stuff like that. So, you know, I just want to say that. We're talking Tigers here now, guys, so I don't want to hear all this.
Right,
we never talk about
relax.
It. But what with the topic we did was just more so asking people if you've still been able to find yourself watching the team, find yourself paying attention to the team night in and night out. Because that's what I'm honestly curious about to hear from fans, yeah. Is if we all know that they're probably not a playoff team. We all know that they're going through a rebuild. But if have you been able to this year still watch the Tigers, still pay attention to the Tigers, still find yourself tuning into these games?
Oh, if it wasn't honestly, for this job?
But I don't know.
No, I wouldn't watch a single one.
I don't have a pulse on it because I think there's some fans who are still locked in. I think there's some fans who are checked out. So overall, that's kind of the big mystery here and what I'd love to hear from the people.
Well, and that's the other thing, too, is like, I don't know, like, when I read the Freep today, it's like, why are we talking about first place? It has no bearing. They have to sell.
There's some people, we had some calls the other night saying that the Tigers are a playoff team, that they're going to be going to the playoffs.
Mike, it was Saturday at midnight. They'd probably just taken a 2-foot bong rip. Give them a break.
But overall, I just don't know, though. That's what I'm curious about. Overall, I don't know if people and Tigers fans have checked out or if they've been locked in so far this year.
And it's, listen, I respect Gardenhire has got these guys playing together. And look, guys like Pete Cosma, they're fighting for their professional life. All right, I respect that. I'm not asking anybody to lay down. I'm saying that watching this team, I get annoyed seeing Nico Goodrum. I'll give you a great example. Nico Goodrum will not be here when this team is winning. And Nico Goodrum, in all likelihood, won't be here in a month hitting when teams have video on him. The point is, I'm annoyed watching that because it doesn't help the greater good. It doesn't help the cause. And look, Nico Goodrum, fighting for his baseball life. I respect that. But I'm a fan, and I understand how it needs to go. And I don't want to hear about unpredictability with the MLB draft. I get it. But I want to give myself the best chance possible. It doesn't make sense to win a bunch of games. It just doesn't. I mean, guys, no disrespect, but Gardenhire won't be here when this team's ready to win. And I mean win-win. Like, we want to win division. I think it's going to take 4 years. And the soonest is you're in year 2. the absolute soonest. You're probably in year one. You think Ron Gardenhire is going to be here in 3-4 years? It's a big bet.
No, and he knows the deal.
And you know what? He's got guys playing hard. They're playing together. They seem to have a good time. There's a togetherness there. I respect that.
Yes, of course.
But that don't do me no good.
But, Mike, I think that there are fans who look at this team right now and say it's kind of they're kind of fun to watch, right? It's young guys. It's prospects. But they know the Tigers are rebuilding.
But hold on. Michael, stop for a second. I think you're selling, not you personally, but what you just said there, you're selling a lie.
No, this is what I've heard from people.
They're not young prospects. Candelario is a young prospect. Who else is on this roster that you think is going to be on this ball club in 3-4 years?
Oh, they just called up with Duell Lugo last night. You know, it's
No. Don't give me a guy they called up last night and you haven't seen play for a month. Who? The answer is nobody. Fulmer, maybe. Might trade him at the deadline. Jacoby Jones, maybe. Mike, wait, call me when the Mannings and the Burrows and the Franklin Perez's and the kid they draft this year. Call me when those guys are ready to come.
No, and I get that. I don't think the Tigers are very good this year.
Right, but that's my point is I understand on one hand that you may appreciate guys that are fighting for their life, okay? These guys are playing hard. These guys are trying to earn a job. I get that. But I can separate respecting what they're doing from, no, like last night, or what, like I'll give you an example, Sunday. And I'm driving around, and they're beating James Paxton. That's annoying to me. That doesn't help anybody. There's a lot of bad teams in the American League alone. I'm trying to be one of the worst. So, like Pete Cosma hitting a two-run bomb in Texas, that don't do me no good. Because I know what this is. And I'm trying to land a not even a generational talent. But when you go back and look at the top of the MLB draft, yeah, you're not going to get a Bryce Harper more than once a decade. And yes, you could end up drafting Brian Bullington or Matt Bush, but you also end up with David Price and Carlos Correa, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I'm trying to land big-time guys. And the best way to do it, stack a few number ones together. And you got the number one coming up here. I'd like to have it again next year. And you hope that you can trip into one.
Mm-hmm.
What does this winning do? What does it serve? If it's 2 years from now, and I've got a half a dozen guys on this roster that are prospects, that have bright futures, that are trying to be the core of this team, I will be all in with you, watching it, rooting for it. Wow, this is exciting. I can get behind this. Guys, go up and down that roster, and Victor, and Miggy, and Iglesias, and Goodrum, and Jones, and I mean, just, guys, ain't nobody, none of these guys are your core. None of them. Look at his pitching staff. How am I getting excited about Mike Fiers? Fulmer, I'd be excited for him to pitch a no-hitter every time out so I could trade him and expedite this process. Like, who in that bullpen am I pumped up about? You know, I'm sorry, but that's how I view it.
Do you think fans are generally tuned in this year or not?
I really don't have the answer, Mike.
That's the tough thing.
I don't. Because, and it's not fair for me to impart my feelings on it and act like that's the norm. I'm approaching this from a pragmatic standpoint. I've taken the emotion out of it. The team is off the hook competitively for a couple of years in my mind. I know what they need to do. The only thing I'm evaluating is the trades they make and what they get and the trades they don't make and me probably moaning about it. Nothing else they do on the baseball field until the point that they start bringing up foundational players matters to me. It's a complete void.
See, I wonder if that the mindset of stress-free, no true expectations for the Tigers this year, if that's why fans maybe are enjoying it, I guess, a little bit, because in the past there always has been World Series expectations. So this year, we can all go into this season honestly and say, no, we're not expecting the Tigers to even make the playoffs.
But what... That's the difference between me and the average fan, I guess. I the winning is annoying. Stop doing it.
Okay, well, right. Well, you're hoping for the draft picks.
Stop doing it. I just want them to be bad. And I know the number one pick doesn't guarantee anything. And I understand. I couldn't even tell you who the number one pick next year will be. It's irrelevant to the argument. 248-539-9797. You know, I'm trying to find a way out of this. And I don't think winning is the way out. Not now, because they ain't going nowhere. All right. Take a text, 97136. We'll get some phone calls. Also, too, Bogey's behavior is erratic. I feel like our listeners don't know Bogey.
They know he has a girlfriend.
No, but
he's got a hole in one.
After this Tigers thing, maybe we should do that. Like a getting to know Bogey AMA, where we can get our audience to maybe fire away and just learn. I don't know. I feel like Bogey doesn't get a fair shake because, you know, Bob's always breaking his stones. And in fairness, I'm kind of brutal to him, too.
Well, hey, he seems to not be busy out there putting the golf ball, so maybe he'd be happy to come in.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.